Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 85. We gotta go back in time. Money!
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston!
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
Blue Onyx.
Anvil.
Mr. Cuse.
What weird-ass weather we've been having these past couple days.
Hold on. What you talking about, Willis?
It's friggin' New England. What do you expect?
Yesterday was 50, today's 9.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, wind chill probably is 9, yeah.
Be freezing my niblets off when I'm at work.
We had heat lightning last night.
I love it!
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was fantastic at work. Everybody was screaming like a bunch of bitches. I was like, it was like, woo, boom! And they're just like, ah! And I was like, shut the hell up, no screaming at the ball!
It's Mother Nature's techno show! Boom, boom, boom! Boom, 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 boom!
I was thinking that seeing that the mall is just one big metal cage, it should have just gotten struck by lightning, but I wasn't that lucky.
It's kind of funny. I was at my godson's house yesterday, and I was downstairs talking to somebody, and you know, we were having a conversation when it started, so being the smart ass I am, I ran to the doorbell and screamed up as soon as one of them went off, like, and they go to come running down. Everybody knows it was so warm yesterday that if you touched ice, you'd start to steam, right?
Yep.
I jumped over the railing, laid into a giant snowbank, which my body imprinted. My body was so warm, the steam was coming off. They freaked.
They thought you got struck by lightning.
Yep. And the person I was talking to was like, oh my god! Oh, it hit him in the back!
It killed Dougie! Just
like,
kidding.
They were like just freaking out. It was hilarious. So, I love nights like last night, but I actually went out without a jacket.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what that is?
Yeah.
In New England, you know, we have them built like parkas.
Oh, is that why I was like sweating to death because I kept wearing my jacket outside?
That's right, Kenny.
Yeah,
that's right.
I am Kenny, basically. I got the nice, like, super coat that's like furry and like really soft, yeah.
What?
Yes, that's, yeah. My security job sucks because, yeah, I have to wear the furry little coat thing.
It's a soft,
mine's
like
a bomber style jacket.
Like a baby.
mine's
like a bomber jacket, but with the fur.
No fur.
Fuzzy wuzzy.
We're on the street side of security.
Yeah, I guess so, but yours is more or less the McDonald's. Mine's is the Burger King.
You're more like Wendy's.
All right, fine, we're Wendy's. What's the second place one?
Wendy's is better, though.
Yeah, but not in money making.
Oh, okay. So, what would be the Fuddruckers then?
Well, Fuddruckers may be good, but it's independent, so it's hard.
Saber Security, the mercenary group there.
Let's go.
Because Fuddruckers is just that good.
Either that or Secret Service.
Yeah, that too.
Secret Service.
Yeah, try getting into that one. That one's hard.
Then who was like the worst? Who would be like the Jack in the Box of security?
I don't know.
Apollo? So if you actually want to be truthful, my company is McDonald's. Whackin' Hut is Burger King. You're Wendy's. Fuddruckers is Sabre. And Apollo is the worst.
Yeah. Alrighty then. Let's get going with this shit.
Alright. Okay, well, the Grammys happened this past Sunday.
Oh my god, I missed the Grammy Crackers?
Oh.
Yes, you missed the Grammy Crackers. Some interesting wins. First off, our buddy Lewis Black won Best Comedy Album.
Yes! I love it! I like that one already, but the rest is probably absolute shit.
Yep, absolute shit.
Well,
I have to do a big fuck you to Lady Antebellum for taking home 5 Grammys. They are one of the absolute worst bands out there.
I don't know, their music video for Need You Now was actually pretty good.
Yeah, but that's a music video. It's not a...
It's how they present the music. Great, you could do an awesome music video, but the music backing it sucks ass. I know.
Yes. It's horrible.
And also, screw you with Arcade Fire.
Whoa.
Screw you with Arcade Fire, all right?
I loved that album, and out of all the albums that was nominated...
I can't freaking listen to it.
Out of all the albums that was nominated, that was the top one for me to win Album of the Year, and I am happy, because it's like indie rock finally won. It's like all those years when Beck was nominated, when he deserved it, and never won it, because some stupid band won. This is finally the moment for an indie rock. This is the moment for the hipsters.
Yeah, well, I feel that it's been a little bit, you know, it's been too long, you know, for that whole setup. Mm-hmm. They need to have gotten a win, but with maybe a better band.
I love that album. I know it's not your cup of tea.
There's
but it's
probably
my cup
one
of tea.
Song that I can listen to, and that's the only one that's really getting played on the radio, and that's only because I'm driving around at my job. Yes, listening while I'm doing my security, because I have really good hearing. So whenever anybody goes, security, I'm like, oh crap, I gotta run this guy over. Yeah.
Yes, sir. What's your emergency?
Sir, do you need help? Yes. You need a car restarted? Nope, never mind, he's dead, he doesn't need help.
Turn back to music.
Yep, turn back over to music.
Well, at my job the other night, the idiot needed, you know, help getting his car started. And I went to call for the driving unit, I walked in and looked. I'm like, sir, can I have the keys to your car? Oh, yeah, they're in my pocket. Put them in. There you go. Oh, that's right. Idiot forgot to put his keys in.
Yep, but...
What about you, Mr. Q's?
Yes.
What do you feel about the music?
The music for the Grammys? I didn't watch much of it, but...
What the hell is up with the... What's her name there? Gaga?
Lady Gaga? She won a couple, yeah. She won a couple.
All right, yeah, but... What did you feel about the whole egg thing?
That was pretty cool. I mean, yeah, she's trying to do something different every single time, and maybe the egg thing was the best thing, but it was okay. It could have been worse. She could have popped out of, like, a big inflatable vagina.
Actually, I think
I think that would have been probably a little bit more enjoyable than the egg and what she was wearing.
I was hoping she wore a meat outfit again, you know, so I could make a sandwich.
Yeah, but...
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to agree with a lot of my coworkers on this one. Lady Gaga is just one ugly woman.
Really? She is pretty ugly, I agree with you.
Yeah, even, like, there's a poster at the place Spencer's when I'm walking by it, every time I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Hey, you wouldn't want to put her face?
Okay, well, if you had to...
I have to walk towards Victoria's Secrets every time just to make up for it.
All right, if you had no choice in the matter, who would you have to...
Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay, that was worse than my original Amy Winehouse.
No, exactly. Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell's better looking than Amy Winehouse.
All right,
I'll take the shaved headed big butch woman over Amy Winehouse, especially with those crooked teeth. You might get razor burn.
And the way she talks.
Yeah, exactly.
Why? When we're in music, I gotta make a joke and make fun of Miley Cyrus. She's dating Amy Winehouse's ex-boyfriend.
Wow.
You know you hit the bottom when you're taking Amy Winehouse's...
I think the other hit the bottom thing is the whole fact that her father there, Billy Ray Cyrus, he's been having the whole, like, father-daughter issue about, you know... Saying, oh yeah, I wish he never did Hannah Montana and all this other bullshit, but yeah,
you were having problems
raking in the money every time when, you know, there was that issue of, like, maybe she shouldn't be doing the two-part person kind of character. This might mess her up later on in life. Uh-huh. No, not at all.
It could be worse, too. I mean, it could be a certain someone whose stealing is getting in the way of her drinking.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan. Teehee. Anyways.
You fucked up.
Yeah. She pulled up Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, but Winona Ryder's hotter.
Yeah,
that's true.
And she managed to build up her career again. I don't think Lindsay Lohan's going to have that chance.
Yeah, there is
no... I mean, when's going to look like a crack whore?
You don't want to go back.
Alright, so back to the Music Awards here.
Alright, what about this Best New Artist? I was shocked about this, because I never even heard of this woman. Esperanza Spalding.
Who?
Esperanza Spalding.
So she invented the basketball, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
No, that's the one from that movie that, you know, the Psycho Killer.
No. Spalding Rehab?
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, never mind. That's Esperanza something else. That was that psycho chick from that movie.
But yeah, she's apparently a jazz bassist, but she, at least, okay, number one, at least Justin Bieber didn't win.
True.
Number two, look who she beat out. She beat out Drake, Florence and the Machine, and Mumford and Sons.
I'd give it to Drake.
Mumford and Sons, but I'm surprised Adele isn't on there, too. Have you ever heard of Adele?
Yeah.
Yes, Adele is a very good, they're newbies, right?
Yeah, I think Drake had a great year, though.
Yeah. I don't know, it felt like, what the hell, like, a couple of those songs they didn't, you know, give too much credit to.
But I've got a feeling that they, once again, waste the Best New Artist Award. I reckon that this Esperanza Spalding, we're never going to hear from her again.
Yeah, it's going to be those one-hit wonders. Like,
wait, was she like Bossa Nova, like jazz? Or what?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
I mean, granted, it's cool that they give it to a jazz musician, but at least give it to someone that has some sort of, you know, namesake, someone that people kind of know. Best New Artist, Esperanza Spalding, I've never even heard of this one.
I don't think anyone.
None.
Yeah, exactly.
I think something got paid off.
And a lot of my friends agree it should have been either Drake, it should have been Florence and the Machine, it should have been Mumford and Sons, just as long as it wasn't Bieber. And while we're on Bieber, I would like to officially announce that ninjas are no longer cool.
What?
Because there was a part while Bieber was performing, and there were ninjas with drums coming out to perform with him, and dancing with Justin Bieber.
He killed the ninjas.
He killed ninjas, which is why I'm going back to pirates.
Yep.
Well, unless we can make a video of the ninjas attacking Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Well, there's going to be a video of him.
There's green screen somewhere. We could do it. They made the dancing Viking look like he was taking on the friggin' Star Wars ships.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah, we could make it look like he's getting stabbed, like, from Ninja Assassin, like, 50 times over. Anyways, so, anything else we want to say here?
Let me see. Jeff Beck won a bunch of good awards. You know, Jeff Beck, the guitarist.
I'm happy the Train won award.
Hey, they're back again.
Yeah.
They did Soul Sister, which was a pretty good song.
Oh, yeah.
I actually enjoyed that song.
I think I have that song. I haven't been able to, like, enjoy that song because everybody, at that time when it's, like, playing in the mall, that's when it's, like, the loudest for some reason. Mm-hmm. All right. Damn it.
Hey, Soul Sister.
Best Hard Rock Performance Grammy went to Them Crooked Vultures.
Yes!
They got it for a new fang.
Whoa, wait. I'm excited right this very moment.
Put away the nipples.
Best Metal Performance, Iron Maiden.
Nice.
El Dorado.
And they beat out Korn, Lamb of God, Megadeth, and Slayer.
I'm surprised.
Well, what did Korn put out recently? I don't really recall.
Korn 3, We Know Who You Are.
Oh, right.
Let the Guilt Go?
That was the recent song. Best Rock Album went to Muse for The Resistance.
Alright.
And I like Muse, but that album wasn't up to par with, like, Black Holes and Revelations.
But I have to say that Muse, like, when they play music, it feels like, yes, it's fucking, like, hardcore and everything like that, but yet it feels like they're just able to sit back, drink a freaking Mai Tai and sing the goddamn song. Like, they it's not a problem. That's scary how scary, you know, their talent is. Yeah. It's just that good.
Well, I also got excited, you know, because, you know, I was looking at the winners. And Best Alternative, I was actually happy who got it because it was the Black Keys.
Oh, yes. The Black Keys are...
Yeah, they actually beat out Arcade Fire, which made a lot of people believe that Arcade Fire wouldn't pick up Album of the Year because they couldn't even win it for an alternative album.
Yep.
And Black Keys also won the Grammy for Best Rock Performance by a duo for... Tighten Up.
Oh, cool.
That's a great song, yeah.
Produced by Danger Mouse, who got Producer of the Year.
Danger Mouse, okay.
So, I mean, at least the Grammys got it right. It's just not all mainstream.
Yeah, it's not all, like, friggin' TRL bullshit. Ugh. I remember those days.
Yep.
That was just horrible.
Let's see. CeeLo Green won for Best Urban Alternative Performance for Fuck
You. Okay.
He's
good, too.
He's pretty good.
He's good, yeah.
John Legend and The Roots got a Grammy.
Wow.
See, I like John Legend, but I love The Roots, and I'm glad that they finally won something.
Yeah.
Eminem, of course, wins Best Rap Album of the Year for Recovery, which was a phenomenal album.
It was on Call of Duty and a couple other things.
And you had that song that he did with Rihanna.
Yeah. Love the Way You Lie.
Love the Way You Lie. I wanted her to sing me that song yesterday.
And see, no one gives a crap about country music.
Hey!
Why? Well, I'm surprised. What is
Lady
Antebellum
into Lady Antebellum.
Is it Rascal Flatts 2 or something like that, too? Because I don't know. Because it seems like country's trying to make its way back up, you know, lately.
They were not even that nominated, Rascal Flatts.
Wow.
Ouch.
Ow.
Okay, well, let's move on from this.
I know a certain somebody's going to be pissed about that.
Anyway. I think that's about it.
All right. Well, let's get off the Grammys and move on to some other stuff.
All right. Well, I took a listen to a band called Fistful of Mercy, and this is a folk rock supergroup consisting of it's Danny Harrison, the son of George Harrison, Ben Harper, and Joseph Arthur. And it's kind of got this sort of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young type of feel to their music.
That's pretty cool. I mean,
I like Father's Son. It's got that sort of like hand clapping, sort of sitting around the campfire or singing along type of melody, and
with the big jug and the nail thing.
The washboard.
Yeah, the washboard. Yeah. I like. Yikes.
Things Go Round had a sort of White Album vibe to it, and it sounded similar to like what Liam Lynch, the guy who did United States or whatever, whenever he does a song like this. This was like a song that he would do.
Yep.
And I love the harmony section and As I Call You Down. But all together, I thought the album was pretty good. Three great guitars come together. They make a finely tuned folk album. I feel like Ben Harper really doesn't get much respect in the music world. I mean, I know he's kind of known out there, but he's not really pushed as much as he should
be. He did some stuff with The Innocents, too. You know that band, The Innocents?
Yeah, he did that. I love his stuff with The Relentless Seven. What a great album that the two of those guys did.
He also did Sexual Healing, which is one of the more popular. No, he did. Get It Over.
Yeah, the remake.
Oh, yeah,
remake.
That's right.
The remake, yeah.
I thought it sucked compared to the original.
Like, I thought it was good.
Listen, once you become a fan of the original, nothing ever beats it.
I mean, I disagree. I think mostly the original songs are better, but there are some remakes that are better.
Some, not a lot.
Okay, I think one good example of a remake that's better is Ben Folds' rendition of Bitches Ain't Shit.
Okay.
That's a good one. Yeah. A Perfect Circle, they did a couple, Imagine.
Marilyn Manson, just about every cover he's ever done.
When you have a true legend of music doing a song, and if somebody else tries to do what a legend already did, you can't beat the legend.
Right.
And that's the issue I have with some of these, is a lot of them go after legends. Why don't you find a good song from a no-name artist and redo it and make it better?
Well, that's what Aretha Franklin did with Respect.
That's right. And it got that older artist more respect.
Speaking of which, she's trying to come back.
Yep. She's had a bit of the flu bug, and she's supposed to be coming back.
She's just hoping for an endorsement from McDonald's.
I think her
ass can get bigger.
She's got to stop wearing those goddamn dresses now, because of the fact that she's lost so much weight. The dress doesn't fit. Like, she's got like an actual like skeletal system over her body system just to hold up the dress.
Yeah.
The last time I saw her, it looked like she was gonna fall out of it. It was like, jeez.
Yeah, you know you wanted to see that.
No, I didn't.
Her wrinkly skin and her
saggage.
Old balls.
Oh, what?
Big Daddy. I had to go Big Daddy. Oh, no, it's a female.
Okay. Now, Mr. Cues, you've got a band you want to talk about, or an artist.
Yeah, I do. I listened to this band called Madcon, and they did a great job covering the song called Beggin', which was by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Okay.
And they mixed, the song in a little bit of hip-hop, like in small places, but I felt that the song was almost like popish slash hip-hop. So I thought it was an interesting song. It did overall, obviously, a song that was famous.
Yes.
So it's not as good as the original, I'll agree, because that song was obviously, very well known.
And these guys have been around for a long time.
But it was just kind of interesting. Like, you rap usually hear, very loud, very, you know, a lot of swears, but just kind of like, it was more mixed in and it made the sound kind of, it didn't copy it as much. It kind of made, let the originality be there, but then also added in their own flavor. So that's why I thought I liked this.
Nobody
song.
Can really ever mimic Frankie Valli's voice, though.
No. That's what I'm saying. They didn't really take out too much of it.
But. Damn it. Stop it. You're killing me.
Oh, my God. I'm bleeding out. I'm hemorrhaging.
Medic.
Anyways, I thought it was a good song, and I liked the way they didn't, you know, the way they did it, and their songs, you know, I thought it was good. So
wow, and they're from Norway too.
Yeah, seeing that you just love Norway.
Hey, they're the death metal capital of the world.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Well, from Norway, I say no way.
Come on,
I was just thinking that actually. I didn't say it though. You got to feed me to it. Okay.
All right. Huh, okay, let's move on to video games. And
just, oh, Lord, we're in trouble. I'm moving.
All right, well, you got to try out the demo for the new MotoGP game.
Well, wake me up for my nap in about 3 days when you're done.
God damn it. It's not that long.
Hey, there's like 25 pages of video games.
Really?
No.
Damn. Anyways. Yeah, well, that's the thing about this game is the fact that I only got to play it on PS3.
Yeah. You're not really used to that controller.
I haven't touched really a PS3 controller in quite some time. Or even actually a Sony type based controller because my hands are too big for the damn thing. Shut up, whore. Anyways, the whole fact that playing this game, the graphics are yet again they've improved on them. They've made, you know, the slight little changes to the game. Yet I noticed
a lot of realism in it.
Yeah, but yet I noticed that the same track that I was doing on the demo for the 09-10. Not high. Anyways, so for that one, I'm going to have to, for the demo, I will kind of short-live this one and give it, like, maybe a 3.8 because the controls, they were kind of heavy. They didn't feel like, you know, they were too responsive, and I ended up kept bouncing off all the other players and stuff like that, trying to get in and out. You gotta really know how to actually hold one of those, you know, Yamaha bikes or, you know, the cross rockets in order to take the turns properly and then lay up into the actual straightaways. And yeah, it's one of those games that you have to play consistently in order to get really, really good with, or also know how to tune the bikes, because I noticed that half the time when I've taken the turns, my gear ratio was dropping out, so I was just like, crap. But that was also with a Spain guy's, you know, setup, so
yeah.
I didn't take the Italian. I should have taken the Italian. Because they only gave you two guys to pick from. They could have done a little bit better job on that, but that's just me. So 3.8, easily.
Okay. Well, a couple weeks ago, I got to try the demo for this video game on the WiiWare called Lit. And it's this weird little horror sort of setup where you embark through dark rooms and you've got to light them up to reach the exit before the shadows grab you.
Lovely.
So imagine that you're in this little area and there's like a little light and you gotta turn that on and that's gonna show a little bit of a path and that will probably light up like a slingshot and a and some like little rocks, and there's a window and you gotta like aim and fire at the window to shield, you know, show off more light and go on so on and so on until you reach the exit. And if you get off the path, the shadows will literally grab you, and you will have to restart the level all over again.
Sounds kind of interesting. Sounds like the ring reincarnated.
Yeah.
The light. It is called the light.
And there was a good fluidity in the controls, especially when you're trying to light up the room with the flashlight or aiming with the slingshot. I do have to say the graphics kind of suck, though. They look like Nintendo 64.
It's friggin' Wii for you. What do you expect?
Yeah, I know. But I like the puzzle sequences in the game, and whenever you get a phone call, you actually have to put the Wiimote up to your ear to listen in. It's kind of like in No More Heroes when What's-Her-Name calls you up.
Let me guess, at any moment it could scream in your ear, right?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Hasn't gotten to that point. I'm supposed to be saving, like, I don't know if it's just a friend or her, or this guy's girlfriend or what, so. But I like that, and while the graphics aren't so hot, I thought the rest of everything about the game was pretty well done. So I can give it like a 4.3 out of 5.
Alright.
Next game I got to try out on the WiiWare is called Chronos Twins DX. And it looked like one of those old Super Nintendo side-scroller games. But what was cool about it was you had to control two characters at the same time in two different worlds. Like, the screen is split in two. So you got one character in one world and another character in the other world, and they move simultaneously together. But there are, like, objects and obstacles that keep, like, one person from moving, so the other person at the bottom can't move either. So, like, say there's a rock in the top world. Well, you got to shoot that so you both characters can continue to move together. Or say that you're trying to jump off of a cliff, but it doesn't look like there's enough space. Well, if you look on the bottom of the screen, there's another cliff on the bottom, but there's a little bit more room to actually jump and make it.
So the side-scroller setup type deal, and it's really shitty graphics, or what?
The graphics are kind of shit, but the gameplay was pretty cool.
Can we compare it to Splosion Man?
No. You can't compare this to Splosion Man.
Okay.
The demo had four different levels to try out. One regular one, the boss level, a chase level, which I had such a hard time with. I kept on dying, and I had a difficult time handling that, and the cave one, which was also a little bit difficult, too. I love the concept of controlling two characters at the same time. I know there's a couple of other games that do that, but I felt this one was able to do it as well as these other past games. The controls were, like, the only other thing that I had an issue with, because it was a little bit difficult to figure out which button controls which character, because the way it's set up is when you shoot with a character, there's, like, two different buttons. One shoots from the top, one shoots from the bottom, and by the time you who accidentally push the wrong button, it could, like, cost you a bit of your life.
No, that would suck. I don't know. It's not sounding too good. I'm going to lean it towards the two.
Actually, there is enough in this demo that show that there could be a good game in it. I can give it, like, a 3.4 out of 5.
Two. All right, what else we got?
One game that I was very surprised with, that it looked like it was going to be so goddamn childish, but it wound up being funny. It's called Chick Chick Boom. And you protect your chickens from being blown up, eaten, or squashed by falling objects while at the same time eliminating your opponents.
What the fuck is this for?
It's for the WiiWare.
What the fuck?
So you, in order to protect these chickens, you gotta, like,
pardon my French, but what the fuck?
In order to protect your chickens, you gotta, like, draw barriers. Like, if, like, something's gonna drop, you gotta quickly draw, you gotta draw, like, a line to keep, like keep it from squashing your little chickens. But then you can set it up so you can throw, like, a bomb at the other opponent's team and watch them explode into, like, set. It's kind of, it's pretty funny.
I'm scared.
And if you time it right, well, what you got to do in order to conjure up these weapons is you've got to draw them. Like, you got to trace them, like a connect dots sort of thing. And if you do it fast enough, you can upgrade the weapon into something different. Like, if you got the bomb and if you get the upgrade, you can throw it, explodes, and then two tinier bombs will appear, and those will explode.
I'm scared. What the hell is going on? Scared up.
The graphics are cartoonish, and it helped with that, with the humor. Controls were simple point drag and click setup with the Wiimote, and it's one of those games where anyone could pick it up and have fun with it. And I gotta say, it was pretty fun. It looks like one of those games where you can have fun with, like, multiple people with. It's like a party game.
It's a circle jerk.
I don't know if it would be good just to play with single player, but if you got, like, two or more people playing this game, I think it could be a lot of fun. So I give it a 4.4 out of 5.
Pajama night.
Yes.
Pajama
night. Yeah. Especially with those girls in pillows.
Bye! Nice. Alright. Got a big one. Finally, Killzone 3 demo came out.
You lucky whore. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't have a PS3, so he's a lucky whore.
And this is a good hour-long demo they gave you.
How about we get the mud vein ready?
Yep. You shoot down enemies, you plant bombs and gunners, you get fucking jetpacks.
Not just jetpacks, fucking jetpacks.
Yes, you get the jetpacks. with the fucking and the talking and the shooting and the booming and the gaddling and the gaddling.
So you get to rocketeer your ass around while killing things with guns. I like it.
Yeah.
Sit down!
The graphics are phenomenal. There's some nice decapitation, too, when you snipe someone in the head.
Yep. The way it should be.
It's beautiful. And the controls have one of the best aiming systems I've seen on a non-Wii game. And it's also been built for the PlayStation Move, so I'm curious to see how that works. But if you just have it as a controller, a regular controller, the regular PS3 controller, you'll have no problem playing this game. There's no issue with having to aim.
I'm sorry, but I know I'm a PS3 noob, but the whole concept in the Killzone game, is this going to be a third person or first person?
First person.
Wow, I like it.
What about ninth person?
There is no such thing.
Here it is.
That's like fourth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And so far, it looks like this is going to be the best out of the whole Killzone series. And I'm curious to see what it looks like if you watch it or play it in 3D mode. Because it also, you can play it in 3D.
Whoa. It's like we're doing don't touch him. 3D.
I give the demo 5 out of 5.
Damn.
I gotta give the duck credit for keeping it straight for you. I was here to say we're doing the show in 3D. My hand was way too close to his head and kept a straight face to the end.
Alright. And now another one we've been waiting for, Back to the Future.
Marty!
I miss Marty from AMC theaters.
Yeah, but even the last few times that we went, he wasn't there.
That's weird.
You guys notice that? Mm-hmm. Before Blue started working and we used to go, and he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Marty!
And it's a game that I hear is going to be split into 5 parts, like 5 episodes. So, from what I heard, like, the first game is supposed to be 4 hours, so if you get all 5 parts, you got a good 20-hour game there.
So, is it one of these things that we can go back in the past and watch ourselves being born?
No.
Why? It's Back to the Future.
It's not our type of game. It's the friggin' base of the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, how do you know that, you know, we can't go back and watch ourselves?
I don't want to watch that.
All right, you can call it Back to My Future.
Yeah.
Then you can do it like that.
Back to My Future, bitches.
Use the pen real quick so I can change it.
Yeah.
No.
Back to My Future, right there.
And it's from Telltale Games. They're the guys that have been doing the new Monkey Island games, the Sam & Max games, the Strong Bad games. And they've been doing a pretty good job. They're even doing a new Jurassic Park video game.
Oh, those little fucking dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You guys remember that one, the old arcade Jurassic Park that we used to play, that you sit in and you have the gun and you're driving?
Yeah.
The goddamn Sega Genesis one.
I hated that one.
I did like the one with 3DO.
Yeah.
The 3DO one was pretty good. I think this makes the first time anyone's ever mentioned 3DO in a single podcast show in almost 3 years. Anywhere, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, why'd you mention it then?
Because I wanted to be the first at something.
Yay.
Christopher Lloyd is back as Doc.
And?
Right. Not Michael J. Fox, because he can't really...
Sit still. Anyways.
He can't really act anymore. But the person who got him... AJ Locasio sounds just like him.
I guess we're going to have to go with that. I don't know.
I'm so depressed.
The graphics, they are a whole lot better than the Monkey Island series, but I feel like they weren't up to par with the Sam & Max one.
Yeah.
But
Shit, that doesn't sound good.
And the bad thing about the demo was it was short. Like, I think it only lasted like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Because they can only give you that much.
And it's got this sort of, I would say point and click, but it's more scroll and click sort of setup. But it's not bad, because, you know, we grew up with those sort of games. And it's kind of given us that sort of nostalgia type of feel. Like when we played, like, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade on the computer, or Space Quest, Roger Wilco, and Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to grow up. I'm a computer game kid.
Sure you are.
So I give the demo for a Back to the Future episode 1, 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I know, I see it. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Finally, yes, Anvil, we've reached the end. This is the last one.
Wow.
Hard Corps Uprising. This was an Xbox Live Arcade demo.
You made me to take this in.
Oh, fuck that. I don't know. I tried to play it. I tried.
You did?
Yeah.
You did?
I didn't like it.
You did? Really? You did? You tried?
Well, what were your whole thoughts on it?
I don't know. I didn't like how it was moving, and I'm not really, yet again, big fan of anime. So it was kind of, it just seemed like it was not my style, game. Side-scroller, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we got to ask him a very major question. When you're playing this video game, right, on your computer, was there pornography, a tub of Vaseline in your hand somewhere else?
Shit, yeah, that's what it was. I was playing that. I was trying to play the game at the same time while watching RedTube. Damn, I'm sorry.
That's what happens.
It happens. It just happens.
Listen, we always have to go back to the original joystick. I had to put that
in. Yep, the ones between your legs.
You have to admit, though, the animated intro made it look like that this would make an awesome cartoon.
I thought it was a cartoon. It looked like it was already something fucking from Japan.
No, this is a sequel to Contra.
What?
This is a sequel to a game that came out on Sega in 1994, Contra Hard Corps.
That's why Hardcore sounded familiar to me.
Yeah.
Holy crap, I remember that game.
You do?
Yeah. Holy shit, you just blew my mind.
My head hurts.
Tylenol, I'm thinking too hard.
Wait, wasn't that at the friggin' rally? I mean, the Lovesack speed thing?
The original Contra was.
Ah, okay. All right.
But this was the one that came out in Sega in 94, and I'm surprised it took almost 20 years for them to do a sequel.
When we're done with video games, I need to ask you something for our viewers.
Okay. The game, and like Contra, this game is fucking difficult. It's hard.
Like I said.
It's a difficult game. But that's what you have to expect from the Contra series. It's not one of those games that anyone can play. You have to be a true expert at the video games, or side-scrollers at least.
Have a syndrome where you just stay at home all day long and play video games.
Yeah, you have to be like those people at the Lovesack competition. At the... Oh my god, look how fast you did that. I can't even do that fast. You might not even finish the level. That's how difficult it was.
I don't even know how far I made it. Didn't even get that far.
Yeah. You know, it was easy to figure out how to aim and kill, though trying to evade enemy fire will take some time to complete.
I mean, if you're playing a game and it gets to the point where you're just ready to say, fuck this shit, and throw your controller through your TV, yeah, I just put it down as soon as I could. Mm-hmm.
But while the game is very difficult, it could lead to some good challenges in the long run. So, I can give this a 4 out of 5.
I'm going the other way. I'm giving it a 1.5. I'll give it that because that intro was kind of badass. It was a very, very badass intro, but the game itself is very hard.
Mm. Okay. All right, so what's the question you have?
Now, as you know, we discussed last week, me and my girl, we were up at his job. And
you asshole! Anyways.
Well, I was walking through, I noticed Lovesack's not there anymore. What happened?
The fuck are you talking about? Lovesack is still there. It was there last night.
Right there across from...
Albon Pen.
When they move it. It was across from Rainforest Cafe before.
No, was it? It was never.
No, that was because we took that way the first time when we made the mistake.
Oh, is that why I got confused?
It's on the other side of the mall.
Yeah, because I remember when we were originally going there, we went by Rainforest Cafe and I got
You should have just followed the trail of fucking teenagers. Then you would have found it.
Yeah, you know, I was afraid that I'd be led into a cult and everything, and I went
the opposite. Or otherwise, the insane Ascalon posse.
Yeah.
Goddamn little fuckers.
So that's why I got confused. Okay, I need to ask for our viewers, because, you know, Lovesack, we have talked about it before. And I need to ask, because, okay, I'm the one that got confused, because we went the wrong direction the first time there, and I just remembered the direction we went.
Yeah, and then we entered, and we could have just walked
straight through, because we're at the Unos. We're just like, straight forward. Yep, there's the Unos. Yep, okay.
Wow, that was very stupid of us.
Hey, did you call that stupid?
No, that was a stupid thing for us to do.
I said to go straight. I got vetoed.
I was like, whatever. I was just about ready to have us just spread out and then try to find one another, but that was going to be a bad idea because it's so big
pull out your cell phone.
Of a place.
All right, I went right.
Anyways, so let's get going. What's next? Sports?
All right.
We got sports?
So, you know... Just for our viewers, we're going to try something a little different this week. You know, we're going to jump around.
Tennis. Mr. Hughes. We are playing tennis today.
You know, we're big into sports. There's one subject that we'll all talk about. So we're going to go back and forth. That way you all don't get bored with my beautiful voice. You know, yes. I don't want you guys to get bored with this sexiness.
Sorry.
You shut up.
I'm trying to keep my pancakes down, asshole.
Hey, go eat some more Vaseline.
Oh.
The joystick's back in session.
Yo, make sure the next time you play with your joystick, you have Pac-Man music in the background.
I remember to knock my dick in the dirt later. Anyways.
All right, so I'm going to start off with some MMA news. Now, last week, Strikeforce started their heavyweight Grand Prix with the first two fights. Now, before I even get into those, I want to, you know, voice my frustration over this. Because, truth be told, the way they're doing it now, they had two fights this week, or last week, I should say. And then there's 2 months before the next set of fights. And then those groups get matched up. It's one from each side, so that means one's going to have more rest than the other. Is that really fair?
No, no, you don't want to.
I mean, granted, you know, in the next grouping you have Alistair Overeem versus Fabricio Werdum. And I truthfully don't like either one of them, so I wouldn't mind if they're tied and lose. But the other group's Josh Barnett versus Brett Rogers. And I kind of want to see Josh Barnett try to pull this one off. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah, it's understandable.
And even though Dana White hates his guts, he actually thinks that he could win it.
Yay! Yay.
All right, so we saw two fights. You know, we had Andrei Arlovski fighting a guy whose name I will not even attempt to pronounce because last time I did, I almost had an aneurysm.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Andrei Arlovski, yeah. Oh, God damn it.
So they're still going at it, you know, and we all know what's happened to Andre 3 out of the last 4 fights.
Yeah.
Ended in a knockout. Mm-hmm. So his goal was, make it to the second round. Make it to the second round. I can still make it to the second round. Well, guess what?
Bink.
Knockout. Andre Arlovski loses. That's probably the end of his career. 4 knockouts out of 5? They may force him to retire.
Yeah, just because, I mean, he was the pit bull, and now he's just actually like a fucking... I don't know, it just, he doesn't have the fire that he did.
See? That's like what happens when Michael Vick goes to jail.
Yeah.
His dogs don't have the fight in them anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I know that's a really horrible and, you know, way to put it, but...
But that was the main thing is that I think he suffers like the Mike Tyson syndrome, more or less. It's like one of those things that, yeah, you could keep, you know, kicking ass, taking names, blah, 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 and then it gets to the point where you get to the point where you're either bored or you can't go on.
Truthfully?
You know, you can't, it just...
Yeah.
It's like the freaking that racing dog that catches the rabbit. They're done. You know, they've done it before. You can't catch back up to it again. But
in my opinion, you know, it's either he's going to continue fighting because he loves it. Like, you know, that's probably what this was. The only way he'll fight again is if he just needs to, you know, pay bills.
Yeah, that's basically.
And I don't want to see that. This guy was a legend. He was a UFC Hall of Famer. Walk away. Don't pull a Frank Sinatra and continue to go on long after you're done.
You know, that's not worth it.
And then, in the next fight, I was a little intrigued by this. You had Easter Island reject Antonio Bigfoot Silva, who looks like the freak of nature, fighting the last emperor, Fedor Emelianenko.
Emelianenko.
Which this fight started off really well. They were going back and forth. Second round, Fedor gets down, he's being pounded. You know, he was making some good headway, and actually at the end of the second round, I thought he had the submission of Bigfoot. But Bigfoot was able to hold out the last few seconds in an ankle lock. And then the doctor stopped the fight because Fedor's eye was swollen shut.
Yeah.
All the people swear that, and even him, felt like he could have continued. The doctor didn't. So Fedor takes 2 losses in a row because of a doctor. It could have went either way at the end, but we'll never know. Fedor said initially that he was probably going to retire, but a couple days later he announced that he will not be retiring, that he feels like he can still do it, and he's going to be taking place in the World Sambo Championship in the next couple of weeks, so I wish him the best of luck, because like I said before, I have a new respect for Fedor after I took Sambo classes from a man that actually taught him how to do it.
Yeah.
And it was me and our friend Walt that took the class, and that class was hard as shit. I came out, and you guys remember, I could barely walk the next day.
Yep.
So hobbles.
Yeah, that's right. You called me hobbles. So I have a whole new respect for it. But truthfully, I think they should have done this Grand Prix a little bit better. Tonight, though, starts a Grand Prix that I plan on watching because a friend of mine's actually competing.
Ooh.
Huh. Wow. It's on MTV2, if any of you guys are home to watch it.
I don't have MTV2.
I do, but I don't know if I'll be able to watch it because I'll be at work.
What channel is MTV2?
I'm not. It depends on what you have.
Depends what you have. Okay.
It's the Bellator welterweight Grand Prix. and somebody that I've met a few times, and I've at the same gym that I took the sambo class is where he learned judo. Rick Hahn is competing. I've mentioned him a couple times on the show before.
Yep.
His last fight, he actually won because he judo slammed somebody into a TKO. Judo slammed him and then knocked him out. So I'm actually kind of excited to see him, and I wish him the best of luck. Whoever wins this gets a shot at the title, and got my fingers crossed for Rick Hahn.
Yep.
So, and he's undefeated. He's from Mass. So, best of luck to him. So, that's really it for MMA. Move on to Mr. Cuse at NBA.
Okay. The 3-point challenge is going to be tomorrow. And Paul Pierce actually challenged Ray Allen to face off against him in the challenge. And Allen is gonna do it this year. Will be interesting because Pierce is overall a good 3-point shooter for his career, but obviously Allen is the 3-point king, and has one of the most beautiful 3-point shots in the NBA.
One thing that I find interesting about this is we all know Pierce won it last year. Uh-huh. Ray Allen won it back in 2001.
Oh, that's right, when he was on Milwaukee, right? Was it Milwaukee or was it
Sonics? I think it was the Suns.
Sonics.
Oh, the Sonics.
Yeah.
Now, is a shootout tonight or is it tomorrow?
I think it's
Saturday, right?
Yeah,
so it's tonight. Okay. I mean, it could be a good shootout.
I mean, I think it will be interesting, and let's see, so... Well, personally, I guess, may the best Celtics win, because there's two Celtics in it. So, either, if one of them win, you can't be disappointed.
Especially from Boston.
So from Boston. I actually have a prediction. I actually like to make predictions. I haven't told you guys
this. We do the same.
Okay. I actually think that Ray Allen will win the 3-point shootout. I think that, Pierce, he did win it last year, and he's a good shooter, but Allen is just such a great shot. I think every time he shoots a three, pretty much, you think it's going in. So I think that... He'll win the 3-point challenge.
He has a great follow through.
That's my prediction. Yeah, he has a great follow through.
Yeah.
And Pierce is a good shooter, but he just doesn't have the same stroke. I just think Allen, is just been doing it his whole career, and I think he's the one that's gonna win. So that's my prediction.
So I actually watched in a couple predictions. They put Ray Allen and Paul Pierce in the final, and they actually have Pierce taking it by a hair.
Oh, really?
They said 1 or 2 points. That's it.
Wow.
So they have it going close. And
yeah.
They need to do is pull out the Harlem Globetrotters and do the 4-point shots. See how they hold up on that. Yeah, because those guys are ridiculous. I'm surprised half of those guys don't get stuck in the NBA.
I mean, I think some of them, were street ballers and stuff like that. There are good players.
Those are the and-one guys or something
Yeah, exactly. The and-one is street baller and street ballers. And it's pretty funny when they throw the ball off the referee's head. They catch it. They don't give him the ball.
Here, you want to take it? Wink. Oh, I'm sorry. Right in the face.
I actually can't wait for when they come back to Boston again. I'm
supposed to be soon.
Yeah, it's next week, I think.
Oh, I missed out because all they keep on promoting is this little freaking kid shows on ice. Hello. I'm Tyson.
Well, you know why.
A lot of people don't
know
this, but Wilt Chamberlain was a Globetrotter.
He was? Well, you know
Wilt
why.
Wilt Chamberlain, because 10,000 women he banged. I'm sure that's...
What? Yeah.
I'm sure he was banging the women referees.
Yeah, but with the whole setup with the with that is because next week is the whole friggin' school vacation, so that's why they would set it up at that time.
Actually, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just saying next week's Toy Story on Ice.
Yeah.
One of my teammates posted on his Facebook.
Here you go.
I'm stuck taking my kids to see...
23rd at Springfield at the Mass Mutual Center.
And I've been playing at the Garden.
Springfield? Fuck. That's a distance. Cool. That's in New York territory.
They're playing DCU Center... In Worcester, and the 18th.
Try the Boston.
There Boston.
There it is. 26th. Up next month.
They must have more than... Yeah, they got to have more than a couple groups.
They do. They played at... when I was going to school in Florida, they played against some people from my school, and they totally destroyed them. It was 70 to 10. 10. So they're not just jokesters. They also are actually good players. So
yeah, these aren't the guys that we watch.
You always gotta dude, they've had to change. But there's always the big guy that sits on the littlest kid in the like front row, and you're just like, oh, get your big fat smelly ass off me! He's like, hold on, I'm gonna take a shot with you right in my ass. Woohoo!
Get up. He's like, oh, I feel like I got a thong on.
Where the hell's the kid? Oh, crap, he's stuck on my ass.
Honey, I'm in his butthole.
Take a picture.
It just flings the kid out and then makes a four-pointer.
Yep.
Mom, I'm being born again!
And not as a Christian.
Oh.
Anyways.
Never born again as a Christian.
What else are you born again as?
No, you can't be born again as an atheist, because there is no such thing.
Well, okay. Yeah,
well, there is also reincarnation with the Buddhists.
Yeah, there's that. Maybe I could give him that. Maybe, yeah. If he died and reincarnated in his ass. But, all right, yeah, so anything back into that.
All right, so let's get you back to the NBA.
Okay, back to the NBA.
I'm sorry, I'm having too much fun.
All right, okay, that's okay. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was that Carmelo Anthony, he's obviously still a Nugget. He hasn't been...
Whoa. You know, he's a chicken Nugget?
Yes, he is.
Chicken Nugget.
Where's he from?
He's a chicken Nugget from Denver.
I wasn't sure if it was McDonald's or Wendy's, but, you know, Wendy's Chicken Nugget.
Denver Chicken Nugget. Actually, you know, Nugget, obviously, in Denver means gold, but he's a Chicken Nugget, too.
Why couldn't it be a Kentucky Nugget?
I don't know. I mean, that's the way they set it up, I guess. So, he has been talking to the Nets and Knicks, but obviously no deals in place. He's also become a huge distraction, and for a while, I think his scoring was way down, but now he's been, you know, I don't know, scoring, you know, at least 30 points a game, so he's got that back up. And the Nets were in talks with him, but they kind of went out, and now they're actually renewed the talks. I guess, personally, I'd rather see him play in New York, just because it'd be kind of cool to see him, you know, with him there in New York. He'd get more media attention, and I think he'd like it better. But here's the thing about the Nets, all right? With the Nets, you know, Prokhorov is, you know, supposedly in the mafia. So technically, Prokhorov could kidnap him, bring him to New Jersey again for free. But that's all my fantasy world.
Now,
so.
I heard that Prokhorov actually offered him a contract.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said it was 3 years for $64 million, right?
Oh, I thought you meant contract on his life.
No, anyway. He hasn't signed it because he's still talking to the Knicks, but it's tentative. But there's only a few more days left in this...
Because he said that he would sign an extension with Denver, he said anyways, if he didn't go somewhere else. So it's kind of like they got to act quick unless he's just, you know, bluffing or something.
Well, what about the whole concept of, like, you know, the Knicks? They haven't done shit.
Yeah,
like,
but they have Amari Stoudemire.
A good team. Fight.
They have a good team. They almost beat the Celtics.
Are they going to have to call in the Whoopi Goldberg to get back into the frigging
game?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That was a movie. I'm sorry.
What about calling Queen Latifah to help with the Nets?
Oh!
That's right. You had to pull one, I pulled up the other. At least mine was a better one.
Yeah, she's a lot hotter.
Than who?
That Whoopi Goldberg.
Is hotter than Whoopi,
that's
Whoopi
true. Yeah. Well, Queen Latifah was in a basketball movie, so she knows a little bit. Maybe she can shoot a jump shot.
Well, she did the movie with the Nets.
Posterizing people.
What was that movie called?
True, yeah.
I forget what movie she just did with
look
Common
it
and,
King,
and,
look it.
And
Common,
with the Nets.
That's right, yeah.
I actually saw that movie. It wasn't that bad. I actually did talk about it here.
It's called Just Right.
That's right.
Just Right, okay.
Because the guy's last name was Wright.
Yeah. It was like Chris Wright. I forgot
what it was. But it was a pretty good movie. And they actually had like guys like Dwight Howard and everything walking through. Hey, what's up, man? Good to see you getting back. You know, okay. They just paid me a whole crap load of money to talk like Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq is...
Have you ever seen his girlfriend?
No, I don't think so. Really?
That's all I gotta say.
Wait, was his girlfriend on Basketball Wives, or...?
Nope.
No.
She's this little skinny thing with tons of tattoos.
Her name is similar to his, isn't it? Like Shaquilla?
I forget what it is. I started thinking in the paper.
Shanae. I'm sorry, that was racist.
Shaquilla,
something like that, I think.
All of a sudden, Shaq shows up here. Move from the girl.
I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking boy be your buddy.
Yeah, I'll make you a deal, Shaq. You can kill us, but you're going to give us a head start. Hit the basketball, shoot free throws. When you get one in, you can come and kill us.
I know you guys are going to say, he's going to say, I'm going to kill you guys. And you're like, well, we'll give him Mr. Cuse.
No, he can kill us after he makes a free throw.
Okay, all right.
We can all walk. I would have to ask him that Hannibal line, you know, put the lotion in the basket, because he would just be like, put the lotion in the... What the fuck am I saying?
All right, we don't want to get back to the joystick issues.
So. Yes. So anyways.
All right, so that's...
NBA?
That's what I have for NBA.
Oh my god!
All right, I'll fuck with the NBA.
All right, so we're going to make a move over to the NHL.
Tee-hee.
So now, the Bruins, you know, they were on a 3-game losing streak. They're on a 2-game winning streak now.
Yay!
But that's not the only news. No, we're all going to take part in this discussion because I want everybody's opinion. Peter Chiarelli, the bitch of all bitches of slots of whores.
Yay!
Who isn't really a slot or a whore. He just controls them all. Finally made some trades. First, early in this week, he went to Ottawa, and he offered them our second-round draft pick for their forward, Chris Kelly. I'm like, okay. And then Chara's like, I like Chris Kelly. We play hockey together in Ottawa. No, I'm kidding. Chara, don't beat me up. I don't want to have to knock you out.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, you know, there was a... like, rumors going around that we're talking with Montreal, not Montreal, Toronto, about getting defenseman Tomas Cabrelle. But then, not yesterday, but the day before, the GM for Toronto said, nope, it's not happening. I'm like, oh, okay. But then we made a deal with Atlanta, where we sent Blake Wheeler and Mark Stewart down there for Rich Peverly and Boris... I will not even attempt to pronounce that last name because it's Russian.
I'm trying to find it right now so I can try to pronounce it.
Yeah, I usually massacre it badly, so I'm not even going to attempt. So it was a straight out deal, but we got a better, you know, it might make us better. But then all of a sudden, we got breaking news.
Okay.
Ta-da!
We sent an AHL player, which is a minor league player.
Douchebag.
A 2012 second round draft pick. Which is a maybe.
Possibly.
Not even a guarantee that they'll get it. And our first round draft pick to Toronto for defenseman Tomas Cabrelle. Now, people are like, why did we give up our first round draft pick? Were they retarded? But when we sent Phil Kessel to Toronto, we got last year's and this year's first round from them. They're playing bad. So that means we'll get a draft before, you know, their draft pick before they even get to ours.
Plus, you know, we're going to make the playoffs, so our pick isn't going to be as...
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to get a better one than they will.
Yeah.
Right.
But the only reason that they'll get our 2012 second-round draft pick is two reasons. We either re-sign Cabrelle after the season, or we make the Stanley Cup Finals.
I think that's too much for me. I just don't see them making it. As good as they've been playing... Or have they been staying in their standings? I can't see them making it all the way to the friggin' cup. I can see them making them halfway through maybe the playoffs and that's it.
Well, truthfully, with the new deals that we just made, I think we can do it now. Because Chris Kelly played last night against his own team, first time as a Bruin. And Cabrelle played last night. And Cabrelle and Chara, especially on power plays, they were clicking. Boom, Cabrelle was here yesterday, meets Chara. An hour later, they're on the ice and they were clicking.
Yeah,
imagine with time and practice.
With the whole concept that I think that's the only thing that makes the friggin' Bruins worse is time and practice, because it seems like whenever they try to do that, and especially with some of the games I've watched, it ends up that as soon as a power play comes up, they cannot, you know, go on to one unless they get a dual power play going on where you got only three guys on the ice next to the goalie, and you're able to do that much more of a shooting capacity on that setup, and then they usually get it in. It's not as graceful as I would like to see the Bruins go, but
yeah,
that's just me.
I mean, Tukarask is coming into his own because he won two in a row now. Back-to-back
2-1? Holy shit!
He won last night and he won against the Islanders. And, you know, they're giving Tim Thomas some rest, you know, so he's not playing all the time.
Oh, no, that's a bad thing. Get Thomas back in the net.
No, just
you don't give him rest. No, don't you give him rest.
But the thing is that I learned about goalies is that, you know, the starting goalie doesn't play every single game. They switch off because it gives them rest, because that's what you need to do as a goalie. Otherwise, you get burnt out. Like Tuukka Rask in the playoffs last year, right?
He got burnt out
because he was playing too much.
Yeah, and then, Tim Thomas
backfired.
Now that Tuukka Rask has found his own stroke, and... Tim Thomas, you know, I mean, he's had a couple bad games. He just needed a little bit of rest. He's had two games off. He'll probably play the next game. Get them two working together, both playing well, and this could be our year. We might see a Stanley Cup for this. We might see a Stanley Cup.
Plus, after how many years?
39. Oh, last 30. One was 1972.
Didn't they also kind of want to get rid of Blake Wheeler? Like, he wasn't really...
Well, that's why he's gone, yeah. Him and Stewart are gone.
Okay.
And, you know, there's some stuff. So, I mean, I'm happy. I think this is our year. I mean, what do you guys think?
I think it was good they made the trade. And, you know, they got some new players. They built some new chemistry. And you got to shake things up a little bit, you know. I think... they had been struggling a little bit, so sometimes you have to do something different to change the makeup of the team. And I think it's good that they did something rather than just sitting back and doing nothing. So I think it can't hurt them.
Well, we do all know that if, you know, there wasn't a trade made or anything, especially a bigger one like we got with Cabrillet, that we'd all be asking for Peter Shirley's job. I mean, we already all hate the man with a passion, but you know his job would be called for if he did nothing.
That and hanging, but yeah, I can't really say that they're going to go that far. I just feel that they're going to end up, until I could see them holding the cup up, drinking friggin' champagne out of the fucking actual cup, kissing the living hell out of it, then maybe, just maybe, but even though I wouldn't trust kissing that friggin' thing, because I don't know if they even clean it after every time they've...
They don't want to get, like, syphilis or something.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the 70s was hell.
It's like, I have mono.
Yeah, that and death. But along with that, I mean, for the most part, I can't really see that happening right now until they're lifting up the cup over their head. I can't see it. If it's going to get down to that last point, and it seems like, you know, they kind of like get to the point where they're putting the strength out there, and then somehow it just drops off.
I think last year, right? Last year they obviously they're up 3-0,
We don't talk about that.
But I'm saying they had all I'm saying is they had a good shot last year. But I think that, you know, wasn't there some coaching moves that were made that kind of hindered them. So I think they gotta make the right moves at the right times, and they gotta. Obviously, you know, they're a top three seed. They're number three seed right now in their conference. So
they got to see the division, so
which is good. But I mean, I think they're capable. It just depends against the Canadiens. I think they're capable. It's just they got to make the right moves in the playoffs, and that's so important because it's so much more magnified than the regular season, where, you know, it's such a long season that a couple games of slip ups or doing well doesn't really, you know. Doesn't mean as much.
It's not the NFL where you have 16 games. A couple games slip could mean everything.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's an important thing. But, you know, if Thomas is, you know, in Tuca or whatever, they're splitting more times, they're rested, you know, the players really gel. We'll probably find out a little bit if it was a good trade based on what happens. But I think it's good they at least made a move, and they're trying to get better, and Shirelli did something. So,
all right, for the conference setup here, Eastern Conference for the Northeast, we're number one. Well, number one in the whole Eastern Conference because we got 59-33.
Okay, and yeah, third best, third or fourth, maybe fourth. What seeding are we? Is it four or three? It was three, but it is three. Okay.
Yeah,
it's three. Okay, so I thought.
Okay, so let's move, you know, off of NHL now, and let's go over to, you know, a little bit of NFL news. You know?
NFL!
We don't have a lot, but we got some. Everybody knows the collective bargaining agreement ends February 3rd. I mean, March 3rd. Wow, I just ended it.
You fucked up.
So, both sides, the players' union and the league, were having issues, sitting down, discussing a chance. So they took federal mediation. So they sat down yesterday, and they had a long talk. It's going to meet over the weekend, and hopefully by the end of it, we can hammer out a collective bargaining agreement to get football back.
Yay! No UFL.
Hey, well, you know, if they do a lockout, they might go with semi-pro players to build up teams, you know, like they did back in whatever year that was.
I'm not sure.
Back in the NOM.
You know, there's a chance that guys like me who play semi-pro could actually, you know, play.
Yeah, but not with those nice high-end contracts.
No, but you get to keep the helmet and jersey.
Well, what I heard was that if if there is a lockout, they're not going to say you can't go play in the UFL or can't play in the AFL because they still not need to have a job. It's not like all these guys are going to go out and be like, oh, I'm going to become like a top businessman, you know? Yeah. They have to be able to, it's in their, they're going to make it so they'll be able to.
I'm going to become a nuclear physicist.
Yes! I'm going to go finish off that year in Harvard.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to get a master's at Harvard.
Yeah.
So they are going to let me
become a nuclear physicist with my 4 concussions.
Well, I mean, there's always that whole like thing that Shaq, you know, with him, he's got like his sheriff, you know, the sheriffs and whatnot. Yeah, so you're like, holy crap.
Could you picture now one of the NFL players sitting there as a nuclear physicist? It's pronounced nuclear.
Boom.
I took out 3 Mile Island. Ah.
Oh,
I finished what they started.
They took a hoax and I made it real.
Yeah.
Let's go visit Chernobyl again.
Boom! Chernobyl.
Yeah, that's how we do. That's how we roll, dog.
Yep.
Ah.
Alright, so I mean, that's really it. I hope that there's some good moves. And, you know, we can have football.
Maybe the Europe football will come back.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we got about baseball?
Basketball.
Okay, baseball. Baseball.
Basketball.
Baseball is a very, very good team.
No. That's South Park, guys.
Okay, so, there is some stuff in baseball. Basically, you know, Crawford is going to become a part of the Red Sox, and they signed him to a, you know, long-term deal, 7 years, $142 million. So basically, you know, since 2003, Epstein was in his first year as he was a young pup, second season as GM of the Red Sox. He's seen Crawford hurt them in many ways as a Tampa Bay Devil Ray. He has 62 stolen bases against us, which is ridiculous if you think about it. That's a lot.
Yeah, but he got lucky, and he got out there against Tim Wakefield way too many times.
I mean, that's true, too, but he also stole 6 bases in a single game.
Against
Tim Wakefield. And then he stole home against us, which is really embarrassing. I remember that.
But that's okay, because Ellsbury did it to the Yankees.
Yeah, but I still think when someone steals home against you, like, the pitcher is not paying attention. Let's see. Okay, so now he's obviously bringing his talent to, you know, the Red Sox, his Gold Glove, and he hit .307 with 19 home runs and 90 ribbies with 47 steals last year. And now he's going to join forces with, you know, newly signed Adrian Gonzalez and the rest of the Red Sox crew to give them, you know, the best lineup in baseball, I think.
Yeah, with all the additions. I'd love to see Crawford and Ellsbury do a double steal. It's like one's on first, one's on second. Hey, I'm going to go second, you go to third. Okay.
Actually, I can see them doing it and then them actually lapping the bases. Like they each day. Like
it's like they're throwing the base out. Just you. I'm home. Hey, I'm still at home now.
Home again. I'm already home again. Yeah. Funny. So I'm
around the bases.
So it's just great. And plus his work ethic, something that people don't always talk about. But he is someone that he goes early to, you know, work on his game. He works his absolute, you know, utmost that he can, and he just never stops. He's never complacent about how he's doing. He always wants to do better, and you don't see all players that do that. You know, it's not like every baseball player is like, oh, I'm going to work, even though I just had, like, you know, 50 steals a year before. So.
Yes.
Who's this whole motherfucker right here with the Yankees guy coming up to maybe Boston? Nelson talks about a seat. I can't even say his name.
Nelson Aceves, yeah. I think they didn't they sign him earlier? He's like a reliever.
Yeah.
He's what, like, about him? So we actually got somebody from the Yanks to come to us? That's kind of an achievement for me.
They get a lot of players from us. Like, they got Mike Myers from us. They got Johnny Damon from
us. That's my point exactly. I'm saying it. It's an achievement. Holy crap, it might be turning around.
No.
People might play for the Yanks first and go to the Red Sox.
Roger Clemens left too. Another one,
asshole. Anyways,
yeah,
that's besides the point.
He could be decent. You know, they got a lot of relievers in there that they're plugging in because basically last year they had Bard, who was good. A couple other relievers that sucked, and then they had Papelbon, and Papelbon couldn't close the door a lot. So they need some relievers to fill in some time. So if the starter can't go by the fifth inning, you need someone to come in and eat up some innings. So that was a good move to get as many relievers as you can. You know, I don't care if some of them drop out. You know, you need relievers just to plug in that cap. So
that's we got to drop them down to the funny farm. Okay. But yeah, for the most part, what anything else that has been like out there that blows your mind for the MLB?
No, I guess that's for baseball.
But it's really good to see that the fact that they're back to the training camps and everything.
Yeah, pitching catchers came, all the players. That, and actually, I just wanted to quickly touch the Albert Pujols deadline for his contract lapsed. Without a new contract, so he's going to play the season, doesn't want to negotiate until after the season.
Can I say something about that, too? Yeah. I mean, you can say more about it. But I was hearing about it, and they were offering him $15 million a year. And it was like a long-term deal, whatever it was, like 7-8 years. But if you look at how much they're offering him per year, it was like the sixth or seventh most. And, you know, a lot of other players got offered more than him who were, you know, he was a lot better than. So that's why
he turned it down, because he actually has better numbers in some categories than A-Rod.
Yeah, and A-Rod's getting like 27.
Yeah, so he thinks he should be up in that thing, and I agree.
I agree too. I mean,
and this is why ball place tickets are like so fucking expensive, yes, because we're dropping millions of dollars in these guys' pockets a year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Even if they get injured.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Well, the one league that has non-guaranteed contracts is the NFL. So the NFL, if you get injured, they can basically get rid
of you right there. Yeah.
But other leagues like NBA and MLB, there is guaranteed contracts. So you see guys on the bench in the NBA basically playing 1 minute a game, and they're getting paid more than guys who are playing a little bit. You know,
play the whole game. Much.
Yeah, exactly.
Goddamn hookers.
That's the way it's set up.
Put a hooker in the closet.
All right. Well, we're running low on time. We got a couple more things to cover, but I want to throw one more MMA thing out there real quick. Best of luck to Joe Lozon's brother. He was leaving a Bridgewater club the other night and got stabbed.
Asshole.
And while Joe was running to the hospital, he actually slipped going down the stairs and twisted his ankle.
Ugh. Ouch.
You know, we all know Joe Lozon, good Boston fighter.
Talk about one hell of a night.
I know. So, I mean, wish them best of luck. Now, let's get into it. I'm going to cover the BC Northeastern B-Pot Finals.
B-Pot.
It was last Monday night. It was a good game. BC won it. In overtime. Yeah!
Sorry.
Yes, a very weak Northeastern team brought BC, the number one team in the nation, to overtime.
Isn't that the way?
7-6, BC holds another B-Pot championship along their route. For a chance to go all the way and win another national title. But that's not the game that made me laugh that night.
Yep.
There was a consolation game. The two losing Boston teams, BU, played Harvard.
That just winner sounds funny.
And the winner gets a year supply of Rice-A-Roni in the San Francisco treat.
That or they can finally change their goddamn mascot. So, I want Harvard to train that stupid fucking tree.
But I mean, it was a good game. You know, both teams play hard.
Oh, but then there could be some funny things with the mascot, with the BU Terrier pissing on the Harvard tree.
Yeah, that's true.
So I mean, best of luck. You know, we all know who won that game.
No, I don't. Who won?
You don't know?
No.
Harvard beat BU.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I think it would be hard for BU to even, you know, try to recover nationally after losing to Harvard. Yes, the tree beat the dog. Dog went to piss on him, and they smacked the shit out of him.
No, what happened was...
It's fucking Little Shops of Horror. That's what it is.
No, what happened was, during that lightning storm, lightning hit the tree, and it fell on top of the Terrier.
Yeah, there you go. That's basically what happened.
Oh, sure, we'll go with that. So, you know, Little Shops of Horror, the tree branch came down and beat the shit out of the dog.
They made the tree come to life, just like in France.
Yeah, there we go. So, you know, like I said, BC beat Northeastern 7-6 in overtime. Northeastern, they got to give them a huge credit on a, you know, really hard-fought game. They're trying to break their drought, maybe next year. All right, Mr. Cuse.
Okay, talk about the BU Providence game in hockey, and BU beat Providence after losing, like we just said, to Harvard in the mean consolation. BU was ranked number 15 and needed a W badly, obviously after their poor finish, which is fourth in the Beanpot. And BU scored once in the first two periods, then held on despite the Friars, you know, had a comeback. So now they're 15-9-7. 12-5-5 in the Hockey East, and Providence has been on a cold spell. They haven't won since December 15th, which is crazy. And they're now 7-15-7, 3-13-6 in the Hockey East. And despite the win, Jack Parker wasn't completely pleased with the W. He still thinks there's a lot of room for improvement for his team.
Yeah.
Get them to Harvard.
Yeah, fourth place is.
I think the group of us could go play and be at Harvard.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
And you could play two friggin' spots, goalie and friggin' defense.
That's right, I like to fight.
Wait. If they cloned you, you could do that.
No, he's able to be two places in one spot.
Can you really?
Yep.
Wow.
Scary.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Okay. Just come out when they come back and you move back in the crease.
Oh, okay.
They hit my guy, drop the gloves.
See, when they have the whole concept of if the other team gets a power play, they would probably already have it, but yet the only fact is that he could just say that he's back into goal, the net, so he's just, you know.
People like pay to see the games, they pay to see you getting in fights. Like, seriously.
It's like I'm playing the net, dude makes a hit. That's right. I'll knock your helmet off. I'll take mine off.
We gotta make this look good. Okay, left, right.
No.
Fake blood.
And then go for that fake knockout. What fake knockout? My teeth. Yeah, that's right. We're going old school hockey, bitch. Swallow those teeth. Don't spit them out. I want you to cry when you shit them out.
They're filled with calcium. They're good for you.
When they come out clear, you know you absorbed it.
Scared. Anyways, are we done?
Yeah, that's it with hockey.
Hey, Blue, you scared?
Yes.
Scared?
Yeah.
You should be scared.
Alright, I think that's about it. If there's anything else that you guys want to add.
No, I think we can stick a fork in this bitch.
Okay, remember, visit our website at bostonbashbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. And if you've got any comments, requests, anything you want us to talk about, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com.
Oh yeah, myspace.com/bostonbashbrigade. We're on there. We're also, we got ourselves on, Facebook. We're on Facebook as well. Some of us have Twitter. I don't have Twitter.
You have to get Twitter.
I know. I got my phone now. I've got the Droid Deck so I could get on Twitter.
So now you can tweet about how much your job sucks.
How much? Yeah, well, I don't know if anybody got to see my Facebook status yesterday, but it was pretty fucking hilarious. Well,
truth be told, you could sit there and just do what I did and write one thing only.
Wait. So you're treating it like a credit card, more or less.
That's right. I wrote, I want pepperoni pizza, and it's been over a year since I used it.
You need to use it more, dude.
I forget my login.
Forget password, that's what you do.
Yeah, this is my Facebook, setup for yesterday. Fighting off a cold, taking on teenagers at the mall with no energy whatsoever, surviving till 11 at night when work is done. Priceless. It doesn't pay to discover that your job sucks and you're overqualified.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck you, Discover. Anyways. Mm-hmm. And Viv?
Well, check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI. Show them some love while you're there. Check out Geek Aggro. And also check out our friends at Gamer Reaction at GamerReaction.TV.
Mm-hmm. They might be changing it to .com in the near future, just to let you know.
Ah!
You gotta let me know before I give it the wrong
one. Yeah, I know, so I could change the friggin', thing at the end of the thing.
Yep, and then we throw it out. We're going to be doing a new contest soon. We're going to be setting it up because the band Widow Sunday, we're going to be doing an interview really soon with them, and they've actually agreed to let us do a contest that the winner could sit in the interview and meet the band.
That's about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, cool. I mean, if you're a true music fan, when it goes up, you'll send everything to my email. And hopefully we'll have a winner we can set up.
Shall we just mention, too, that this contest is only open to New England people? Because if someone wins, that's
like... We can't friggin' bust your ass in from California. Fuck you.
And if you're from outside of New England and, you're willing to take the trip up, do it. If you're outside and you win, we'll send you an autographed poster.
Hitchhike, bitch.
Yeah.
Hitchhike.
That's a good one. If you live outside, if you can't reach the interview... We can have the band autograph a poster for you.
And we'll send it out to you.
Take a train. Anyways. Take a
train. So, we can do it as a two-part if you're outside of, the area. We'll mail you a poster. If you're inside, you can sit down with the band.
We can give it like a two-top thing, outer and inner. Yes.
And, there is no age limits on this because, there are some younger fans because the last concerts were open to younger.
Yeah.
So, we'll do that.
Okay.
Gotta watch out for your youngin' boobies. Anyways,
we'll see why I'm bringing my lady.
Okay,
because it actually shows more about the band to help with the interview.
Anything you want to add, Mr. Cuse?
I'm wearing a Syracuse sweatshirt just in case you guys didn't recognize.
That's super.
So, I mean, you never know. Next time it could have come in just Cuse, but I don't think they sell those. So
I bet you could. I know that nice that you can get the ball out.
Mister
Cuse.
It's like self-promotion. Promoting myself.
Okay, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Blonic.
Mr. Cuse.
This is Angel.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the bastards.
Sayonara, motherfucker.